One of the most popular destinations for tourists to the nation's capital, as well as for us locals, is the Smithsonian Institution. It began in the 19th century, housed in a red brick building overly endowed with turrets and known as the Castle. Over the years, the Smithsonian has come to include a family of museums that border our vast national front lawn, the Mall. They house everything from dinosaur bones to historic air and spacecraft to the sets of landmark television shows. A new book from Nina Burley, The Stranger and the Statesman, tells the story of the man who endowed the institution and gave it its name, James Smithson. Smithson was an Englishman who at his death in 1829 left $500,000 for the establishment of an institution in Washington, D.C., a city he had never visited in a country.